everyone. It's April, and we're here again this week, Tony and I, to talk about our pets a little bit and, of course, have some questions for Veronica. We got some good questions this week. I want to report that everyone is okay. Oh, my God. Everyone is okay. They're taking their meds. The meds appear to be working. I started my two older dogs, they're 14 and 17. I started them on taurine, and I'm hoping that that's going to help out a little bit. That and some collagen. I've been giving them collagen for their skin and stuff. And hopefully now I can keep everybody, you know, in a good place because I have to start saving up for the next onslaught, so I can't be doing anything for a moment with it. But everybody is fine. Biddy is doing good. Nellie, of course, can't see very well. So I have to kind of carry her everywhere because she'll start to walk and she'll run into the wall or something. But she's 17. Everything else is okay. She's got a heart murmur, but everything else is okay. And so I'm just going to let her live out her life as the princess she is and hope for the best. Tony, how is my little boy over there?
Your little boy is fine. His separation anxiety is unbelievable. This week I had to leave for like about 4 hours. Oh my God, the world was ending when I got home. But, but the first week where Q and Kai slept in bed with me, and Kai had his head on Q's butt. It was so cute.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
I love all that. I love it when they get comfortable with each other, you know?
Yeah. So that to me was like, wow, that's great. We worked hard for that. But I watched it. It hasn't happened in the past couple of days again, but that was the start. That's for sure.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So he's running the show, as usual.
What?
He's running the show, as usual.
Well, of course. You know, he just runs around with his oversized lamb chop and drags it around. So.
Well, you got to take your lamb chops with you.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you go.
Oh, and he does. And this is really an oversized one, a big one. So it's bigger than he is.
Oh, that's so funny. It's kind of fun to sit and watch him, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So
I'm going to go get Veronica and say hi to everybody.
Okay. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. We got some great questions, as always, and I want to encourage you to write in to Inner with whispersradio.com, and that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Michael. When we take a walk in the woods, are our nature spirits aware of our presence? Is it possible to interact with them?
Well, we can tell you those who seek to be hidden from humans, energies, we'll say fairies, you know, all kinds of little creatures, they are aware when a human walks into their environment. And that usually puts them on alert. You know, the human race sometimes doesn't have the best reputation. And there's, you know, a lot of propaganda that gets told about it and everything. And the woodland creatures have to be very careful because they're tiny. They don't have, they're not defensive. They're not offensive. They're just existing. And they exist in more joy than humans do because they do everything organically. They don't do anything chemically. And they're focused on awareness and expansion much more than greed and want more. That kind of thing. So we'd say it's probably not possible because they're so ingrained, they're so trained from birth to avoid human contact at all costs because of the extreme risks involved. So you might get an elderly one or one that's a little bit more experienced might interact, but the younger ones and the generation coming up now, they have been told, be careful. And if you're looking around your planet at this time, we tend to agree with that just a bit. But if an older one or a more experienced one comes along, it is possible, but you would have to be very non-threatening, standing very still, because any sort of fast movements would alert them that, okay, something's happening. You'd have to be very mellow and patient. We would sit in the woods quietly, just sit and be. And in your thoughts, say, I would really like to meet one of you. It might not happen the first time. It might not happen the second time. But we do think at some point you would get some sort of signal from them that they heard you. And they might even show up to speak. We don't know for sure. But they would like to interact, but it's been so deeply ingrained in them how dangerous it is that it will take some time and a whole lot of patience from those like yourselves.
All right, our next question is coming from Doug. Do all planets in our solar system harbor some sort of life?
Yes. Now, we can tell you that there are planets who had abundant life and lost it. Mars is a good example of that. But there are a lot of places that have not human life even, it's just life. And we'd say just about every single planet does. There are maybe a handful that don't have anybody living on them or anything participating with them. And we're not sure why. It could be that it was just not a good choice for certain organizations that had it offered to them to be on the planet. So we'd say, yes, very much so. There's life just about on every single place, but absolutely not human life. There might be humanoid kinds of life where they are structured like a human, but their internal organs, they might have three stomachs or they might have two hearts instead of what a human would have. So yes, you can look around a little bit and see if you can find some. That's what we would do.
Our next question is coming from Emerson. How can I calm myself down when I feel so chaotic inside?
Well, first of all, you have to sort of divorce yourself from linear reality, which is the ultimate chaotic environment. In the galaxies, very, very much so. You have to learn to step back from drama. You have to learn to step back from difficulties with people and just get yourself into a calmer place. Now, if that involves meditation, if that involves taking a walk, something where you back up from the current drama that you're in, because if you involve yourself with drama while you have drama internally, you're just adding to it. You're not fixing anything. And what you want to do when you have this chaotic moment going inside of you is to calm it, to cool it down so that you can think clearly again. Because we think all of you have had those moments where you get so chaotic on the inside, it's hard to focus and hard to maneuver yourself through the reality. Or it makes you sick to your stomach to try to do it. So it's very important to start, even before the chaos starts, that's some sort of practice, a calming practice. Sometimes ashwagandha is a good way to help calm the nervous system naturally a bit. But you got to step back from the drama and not add to any drama. Just be who you are and decide that you're going to be quiet. Let the chaos happen across the street, so to speak. Watch it from a distance, but don't allow it to step into your domain and into your heart, because it can be damaging. Decide today to start a meditation practice or a prayerful practice or a quiet practice where you just sit and be and push all the drama away, that negative energy, so that your body can operate at the level it wishes to operate at. And it's hard when you've got negativity floating around you. It's hard for that all to happen. So make the decision today to pick some sort of calming method. Now, each of you are very different. You might decide something totally different than what we have suggested. If it works, don't stop doing it. That's what we have to say on this.
All right, our next question is coming from Virginia. I know that forgiveness is important in life. How can I forgive when I'm so angry? Negative events play over and over in my thoughts with no relief in sight. What can I do to stop it? Do I simply need to forgive?
Well, you can forgive. Forgiving is easy. What is harder is accepting the fact that maybe when you forgive them, the energy of it still lingers in you and it bothers you still. And forgiving doesn't mean you forget what someone has participated in that may have hurt you. So what you do is you do forgive, because forgiving frees you of their space in your head. It helps you move back from whatever they did. If you don't forgive them, it keeps churning around in your head and it'll come up and pop up in your head at random moments. And if something bad like that has happened, you want to forget about it. You don't want to sit and churn it in your head over and over because you're reliving the same thing again and again. We'd say, decide that you're going to distract yourself a bit. Decide that if you've come up with these thoughts in your head and you know you've got to forgive, say it out loud. I forgive you, but I can't forget what you've done. So therefore, our relationship will be different. But I'm forgiving you for yourself, and I'm also forgiving you for myself. Because forgiveness takes that energy out of you and makes it go away. But we're not saying that welcome this person back with open arms, especially if they're a repeat offender. You just decide to say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to participate with somebody who can't remember to be kind. So start today a practice where you are calming yourself, whatever you choose to do, and allow yourself to forgive, but again, not to forget, because a lot of people are repeat offenders and you don't want to place yourself on target with them again. So start today. Create some sort of little ceremony for yourself where you say, I'm releasing this negativity out of me. I don't want it here anymore. And I forgive the person who perpetrated that, but I'm probably not going to participate anymore because I can't let myself go back into that pattern and it could happen again. So those are the types of things you should be doing with this. And we do think it will help you greatly to forgive. It'll take that pain out of your heart so you can forget it better and move forward from it and not be affected by it anymore.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you'd like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be fabulous.
All right.
Okay. Well, everyone, as I always encourage you every week, don't be shy. If there's anything we spoke about today, you know, you want more information on it or you want to add into it, send us an email to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, I think we will suggest this today. It's a good thing to watch a sunrise. We highly suggest it and recommend it for all of you. A lot of you are involved in negativity and dramatics in your life that you wish you could get away from. You wish that you could, you know, change the energy of it a bit. And it's difficult to do just abstractly in your head. We would say if you're trying to change the energy or change up dramatics so that they would be better, get up a little early before the sun rises. And be sitting outside and watch the sunrise as it comes up over the horizon. And as it's coming up, you say to yourself, I am dedicating this day to change. The new energy is now rising up for this day, and the old energy, which is the darkness, is leaving. And here comes this new energy with the sun, and it's coming towards me in a very positive manner. This is sort of like a manual little exercise that you can do to get negativity out and keep it out so that you can go through your day without any problems. So we would highly suggest all of you get up by yourself with some friends and watch the sunrise. And with that rising of that new energy, let all the bad stuff go. Let it slide away from you, watch it float away, and begin your new day in the new energy. That would be a very cleansing thing, and it can be shared too. Do it with a friend or a couple of friends. It helps you, because being in the linear sometimes means you need to do things in a physical way. This is a physical way of watching energy change, and it might be helpful to all of you.
Veronica, great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.